This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The importance of dairy research, our focus today on our Wellness Wednesday with Wisconsin dairy farmer Mitch Breunig, who chairs the advisory committee of the Dairy Innovation Hub, where research is being done at three Wisconsin universities. He says more research is needed to keep the dairy industry going.
From W.D. Hoard to Louis Pasteur all the way up, you know, research has been the basis of the dairy industry. And if we don't have that research 20 years from now, we're not going to be moving forward as an industry. And so we advocated for it. We got some really good support from the legislature. And actually, there was a dairy summit that was held 2 years ago. And we were kind of really in a crisis in Wisconsin. There was a bunch of people losing their milk markets. And we needed to look at doing things differently. And so the number one priority out of the dairy task force was the Dairy Innovation Hub. And so that really helped sort of move it forward and sort of get us to where we are today.
That's Wisconsin dairy farmer Mitch Breunig, who owns Mystic Valley Dairy. He said on a recent PDPW Dairy Signal that everyone wins when dairy is promoted effectively.
When we talk about dairy products, I think dairy is really looking for their ethanol. We're looking for that next use for dairy. And, you know, what's that going to be? We're not quite sure, but we need to find a new product that, you know, maybe it's a super health food. Maybe it's something that we just don't know quite what that is, but we're reaching, you know, we have some tremendous people working on that and trying to find that product for us. You know, maybe it's going to be the next great technology to process our manure and turn it into something that, you know, is usable to, I was actually just reading something the other day where a farm in Texas is pelletizing their manure and their hope is to not have lagoons. Like, that is amazingly cutting edge and would just be a game changer for the state of Wisconsin. It would improve water quality. It would just be a game changer. And, you know, those are the kinds of things that we need to look at and have the research behind it to say, yeah, this really is a great technology. We've kind of looked at all the angles and now it's something we can push out to the public. I just had this conversation with my father-in-law last night. We were talking about the girls' basketball tournament this last weekend. And I think the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin have done some really good ads promoting milk. They've kind of changed the way they're doing it. I see them and I just smile because I think they're amazing. And as we talked about it, he said, you know, I think we really need to promote dairy foods as the good things they provide for health. And maybe some of those commercials need to really promote that. You know, it's a good source of protein. And sort of just build on that ability to have that audience that has they're watching sports, they're athletic people, you know, get them to understand that chocolate milk is a really good recovery drink. And, oh, by the way, here's the research that says why. I mean, you know, if we can do that with our Dairy Hub dollars, I think everybody wins. We're learning about how dairy and dairy products affect your diet. Can we help people be healthier? And then, you know, we talk about climate change being a big thing coming down the road. You know, the cows are already one of the good things for the environment. And if we can not only show that it really is, you know, cows are not affecting climate change and really show that, it's going to help everyone see that, you know, maybe we have to look in other directions if we're going to work on climate change, because cows reducing their carbon footprint isn't going to change it a lot. So I think those are a couple issues. And as we look at what the Dairy Hub is starting to do and just starting to do, you know, research is a long-term investment, but as we look at what they're starting to do, 10 years from now, we're all going to look back and say, wow, what a great investment the state made to look at this research, because we have this and we have this and we do this differently and this is better and we've got this new product. And it's going to snowball on itself, and it had to start somewhere. And so I'm just really excited about 10 years from now, we're all going to look back and go, wow, what a great thing we had here.
That's Wisconsin dairy farmer Mitch Breunig, owner of Mystic Valley Dairy. And he's also chair of the advisory committee of the Dairy Innovation Hub. More details at dairyinnovationhub.wisc.edu. And again, you can hear those comments in its entirety at pdpw.org on the Dairy Signal webcast. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.